Back in Montgomery, during my growing up there, it was completely legally enforced racial segregation. And of course, I struggled against it a long time. I felt that it was not right to be deprived of freedom when we were living in the home of the brave and the land of the free. Of course, when I refused to stand up on the altar of a bus driver for a white passenger to take the seat. And when I was not sitting in the front of the bus, as so many people have said, and neither was my feet hurting, as many people have said, but I had made up my mind that I would not give in any longer to legally enforced racial segregation. And of course, that my arrest brought about the protests for more than a year. And in doing so, Dr. Martin Luther King became prominent because he was the leader of our protests, along with many other people. And I'm very glad that this experience that I had then brought about a movement that triggered across the United States.